This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Woo, Tig.
Woo, Cheryl.
Okay, I think this one's going to go by very fast for people.
Yeah.
Because it's a, what's the word?
It's
dirty? No. Risque? No. Topic that people don't usually talk about.
You mean orgasm?
Yes.
Well, in the group that this is about, they talk about
That's it. All they talk about.
That's what they're here for.
Okay, let's not spill beans before we even get started. But yes, there's a lot of sex talk. Yeah. There's a lot of nudity mm-hmm. on the podcast.
There's a lot of podcast nudity.
But it's titillating. All right.
Wait, titillating?
If you will.
Even if you want.
Okay, ladies and jerks. Welcome to Orgasm Inc., the story of one taste.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story. Hey, Tig, hey.
Hey, Cheryl, hey.
Whoa, boy.
Whoa, boy.
We've got a real live wire today.
Whoa, boy.
I mean, it's going to be, I mean, I don't want to say dirty, but yeah, we can say dirty, right?
Or horny.
You know what I was thinking about you when I watched this? Because I was like, I've got, hello?
Hello? Wait a minute.
I was thinking about horndogger. Because I was like, oh, if there's one word to describe this one, just horndogger.
It's actually not horny. It's something else.
It's.
You would think that that would be the word to describe this episode.
It's like.
But it's.
Horny, creepy.
Cheryl, don't use the word horny, please. We both don't like it.
You're the one that just said it. So I thought, oh, you want to use it during this episode. I don't like it.
Horny?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
But I will say this.
What?
As my mom, Cracklin' Rosie, likes to say, there's a lot of F word going on in here.
Fun. Isn't that what your mother says?
Yeah, it's that's like, what my mom says. Can you imagine if I was watching this? I am so glad I was not watching this with anyone because it's a lot.
You're glad you weren't watching it with your mother?
Yeah, I was going to say I'm glad I wasn't watching it with my mother because that would be the kind of thing that I'd say, oh, I have to go watch this movie for my podcast. And she'd say, well, I'll watch it. And then if I say, no, it's going to be very racy. Well, that's all right. I don't mind racy.
And then would she have minded it?
Well, let's just put it this way. She doesn't like listening to J.B. Smoove on Curb Your Enthusiasm because she thinks it's too much. He's always using such terrible language.
Mm-hmm.
So if she's offended by Curb Your Enthusiasm, I think it would have been a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, should we get right to it?
That's why we're here.
So people know that what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot to cover. And at the same time, okay, today we are talking about Orgasm Inc., The Story of One Taste. It's a 2022 documentary directed by Sarah Gibson and Sloane Cleven and produced by Lena Dunham and Aaron Lee Carr.
How did I miss that Lena produced this?
Well, you had to watch the credits roll.
Oh.
Okay.
We should have had her on. We should have.
You think our listeners ever get tired of us saying who we should have had on?
We should
have.
You know,
I would have made this show great.
I missed that.
It tells the story of One Taste, a sexual wellness company that gains notoriety for the practice of orgasmic meditation. Orgasm Inc. is available to watch on Netflix. Okay.
It feels familiar.
Yes.
Feels familiar. I feel like we've seen yes. a few of these.
Although it's usually a guy at the mm-hmm. helm of these sorts of things.
Yeah. I know. I found myself looking at this woman and thinking, do you know what you're doing? Like, do you think you're doing good? And or do they go in
thinking they're doing something good
and then get misled somehow that the power and money and control takes over them?
I know.
Or do they go in with that?
I think it's weird. I was thinking about that last night because I thought, wow, people really love having power over other people. Like these documentaries that we watched, and people get, once they start being able to control people, they go crazier and crazier. And I'm thinking, is it that exciting? I don't think I would be excited to control people.
I feel like it's that thing of when power and money and all of that gets into the wrong hands, you see. And I mean, I'm sure you've seen it in the world of Hollywood, and I've seen my share where I'm like, whoa,
yeah.
you are a monster. And they do, they feed off of it.
Yeah.
And that's where, though, I'm left with the chicken and the egg conversation of, do they have that and they go in and they want...
wanting to
yeah, they're
do that.
Wanting, yeah. Or do they get a taste of it and they're like, whoa, this feels good. Gimme, 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 and hurt, 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 and abuse, abuse, abuse.
Well, you know, some people say like success and fame or fame makes someone, whatever they were, it makes them more of that.
Uh-huh.
So if they were like deep down a terrible person, when they yeah. become famous and successful, they're even worse.
Yeah.
Or if they're nice, then they, I mean, nice is not a great word, but whatever that word is, generous or thoughtful.
Good-hearted,
yeah. Then you become more of that.
Any sort of adjective that describes me, essentially.
All of those. Okay, so we'll tell, let me tell the people. Let me just tell the people.
Okay.
So Nicole Dayton, do you think that's how you say her name?
I don't know. I watched this days ago.
You have no idea what this is about. She's a charismatic speaker who goes viral giving a TED talk about the female orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
If I were a different person, I would have gone and watched her TED talk after this, but...
I thought to watch it, and then I never thought about it again.
Well, because it got a lot of views. People were inspired by it.
Uh-huh.
So she was saying how powerful it is for a woman to have an orgasm, and that unleashes her spirit and her vitality. And so people were very charged up about it. So then
horny.
I mean, there are moments in this that I need clarification from you.
From me?
Yeah.
You know I didn't work on this film.
But you watched
I'm barely working on this podcast.
I need to know if what I was watching, if what I saw was what I saw. Okay, we'll get there. So she started this.
Why would you think I would know what you saw was what pretty, you saw?
It's basic. I'm okay. Just wondering from another viewer. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she started this organization, company?
Orgasmization is what they should call it. Yes.
She started an orgasmization called One Taste. And it was a fast-growing startup in the wellness and sexuality space. Mm-hmm. And this was in Silicon Valley.
Surprisingly, not Florida.
Yeah, but she would have done very well in Florida.
Yeah, she would.
Yeah, she would. But it's interesting that it was Silicon Valley because it's like, you know, now I'm about to generalize and I shouldn't, but I will. Because what
Who cares?
I don't want anyone here, all the people that are listening in Silicon Valley, to be like, oh, she did not just say that.
Is it but, silicon or silicone? I've heard it both.
Silicon. Thomas, what do you think it is?
Silicon?
I've heard that too.
Just silicon? It's Silicon Valley.
Silicon. Silicon. Welcome to Silicon Valley.
I think it's silicon. Silicon. Silicone? Doesn't matter.
No way to know. There's no way to know.
This is really, there is no way to know.
Yeah, there's absolutely no way to know.
But it seems like the people that are there are really like crunching numbers and doing mathematical things and scientific things. So when somebody like this comes along and is like, hey, let's talk about sex and orgasms and vaginas, people were like, whoa, where do I sign up? But they felt, you know, just from what we could see, it seemed like people went to listen to her and they felt, you know, what's the word?
Horny.
I really want a number of how many times we're going to say that. So she started this space of wellness and sexuality. Mm-hmm. So there was yoga.
Yeah.
Okay, this is one of the times when I need your eyeballs to tell me if what I saw, what I think I saw.
Okay.
They were people doing naked yoga, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, just checking.
That was the clarification. You couldn't
no, that's
comprehend?
One. No, that's one.
You couldn't pause it and rewind and see
well, I didn't I
an
didn't
ass crack and go, yeah. That's what I thought it was.
Well, I was, because you saw them at the beginning, like doing yoga. It looked like people had clothes on. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, as the thing went on, I was like, whoa, are they naked? Or is that a one-time situation?
I love that this is the point in the documentary where you were like tripped up and baffled.
Okay. So, One Taste hosted events in San Francisco. And by the way, tell me if you got this from the name One Taste.
Okay.
That Nicole, was it Nicole who said? You already don't know that the taste of the ocean only has one taste and that's salty.
She didn't say that.
But she,
she got that from, I'm forgetting who said this.
Deepak Chopra.
No, but might as well be. Something okay, like that.
Let's say that. Yeah, yeah. She was known for...
Let's say that. Let's say it was deep.
She was known for really studying different... I was going to say cult leaders. That's not what I meant. Spiritual leaders.
Yeah.
And borrowing from them to inspire her flock.
Her what?
Flock? Or is that flock? Only when it comes to church?
I don't go to church, Cheryl. Have you ever reached out and I said, I have to call you back?
I'm late to church. Is a flock only at church, Thomas?
Well, it can also be birds. It
could be a flock of seagulls.
Yeah.
I don't go to church either.
And I ran so far away.
Oh, you're doing it with the next.
Get away.
Okay. This place had a warm, friendly vibe. where people were touching each other.
Okay, this is the moment where you stop and say, is this a cult? Because every time we do a documentary and people are, you know, just touching each other and
so
doing naked yoga.
They found
and,
each other.
And claiming they're in a flock. Next thing you know, you are in
a cult.
A cult.
You don't know you're in a cult.
No. But if you're doing naked yoga.
And someone asks you for $15,000.
To do naked yoga.
Yes.
With a bunch of other people. You have just joined a cult.
Especially if there's one person leading it who's the expert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that's true. So it attracted these people. There's this one guy, Chris Cosley, who seemed like a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He said that, you know, his mom had died when he was 13, and he heard about this place and he wanted to be able to connect with women better. So he thought, oh, they're never going to let me in. But they
did.
Well,
guess what? It's a cult.
They hardly reject people. Yeah. I mean, oh, if Chris is listening. Hey, Chris, hey.
Hey, Chris, hey.
No offense. I'm sure you're a great person, but I don't know how many people they did reject. Not many.
I think if you have the cash and you're willing to do yoga naked, you are in the cult. You're in the flock. We have to take a break, Cheryl.
Oh, no. Okay. No. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll be right back on Tig and Cheryl True Story. It's a comedy
horny
podcast. It's a horny comedy podcast about documentaries. And we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we are back on Tig and Cheryl True Story, bringing you not a single fact.
We don't even know how to say Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley. Silicon.
So she, Nicole, came up with orgasmic meditation,
mm-hmm.
or they like to call it OM, O-M, which is, you know, clever because that's also part of yoga and yes.
Yeah.
And that's how she branded her sessions. So instead of just saying, we're going to do naked yoga, it was like, whoa, this is about your spirit and orgasm. And then they started using orgasm in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's your orgasm saying to the world?
Right.
Grab your orgasm and own it.
Yeah.
And then they just start, that's how they start talking.
Was this anything what you thought it would be?
I had no idea what it was going to be.
Yeah.
Was it what you thought it was going to be?
No. As soon as I started, you know, as soon as my sniffer was on her trail, I was like, are you kidding me?
I got your number.
Oh, my. You too?
Keith Raniere. Okay, wait. You want to hear from Nicole and hear what she's going to tell you. She's going to describe the process of orgasmic meditation.
Okay, please. Okay. Let's hear it.
The only thing that will prevent you from knowing you hit the spot is hoping that you're hitting the spot and not sure that you hit the spot. And what's the spot? I'm never going to find the spot. It's impossible to find the spot. I can't find the spot. Like, that will be the thing that will stop you from the natural human intuition of feeling this little slightly electric. You'll also know because she'll go, oh. And she will not in any way at all move her hips. She won't be doing weird moans. She'll just be what we call nailed.
Okay.
I still go back to, I just would love to talk to her. Like,
Nicole?
Yeah, I want to know if she thought she was doing something wrong. That's what my mind the whole time I'm thinking, does she have this evil plan or is she, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting because there are, you know, sex therapists out there mm-hmm. that are trained and they seem to approach this sort of thing in a more organized, therapeutic way.
Less criminal.
If and, not, and less
not
public.
Criminal. Yeah.
I mean, I've never been to a sex therapist. It sounds exciting, but I think it's usually just, you know, mm-hmm. behind closed doors.
Right.
So Nicole was like, well, maybe she did think she was doing everybody a big favor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so this is when it got really, I didn't like it. So even when she's talking about that, they cut to, so there would be a woman laying on the floor.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of pillows involved. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I did not know that was part of the process. But they had three pillows, like one for her head and then two more. What were the other two for?
Were they under her?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, somewhere. Under her hips? I don't know. Doesn't matter.
Somewhere. That's a good answer.
And then there was a guy who would sit there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, here's what I need clarity about.
Okay.
So is there a whole room of people
watching?
I hear myself asking, and I already know the answer. Watching.
Yeah.
As one by one, they go around, and then the guy rubs. Is that the right word? Rubs. I don't know. What's the word? Strokes.
Rub-a-dub-dub. Oh.
Strokes the woman
mm-hmm.
Until she has an orgasm. And turns out I don't love watching it.
You thought you would.
Did you like watching it?
No, I didn't. I truly had a feeling of watching it thinking, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was so... It's sort of creepy.
Sort of, yeah.
So, okay. So this is what was going on.
Okay.
So people would go and sign up for OHM. Mm-hmm. And they would be charging people $15,000, $45,000. I couldn't get a vibe on what the pay chart was.
Also, what sort of income do these people have that they're able to shell out, what, 45 grand?
I know.
To watch or learn. I feel like you could find, if you're listening, and I know you are.
DM me and I'll teach you. Yeah.
You could find probably a respected private therapist that's not even gonna come close to costing that.
But see, it also goes back to people want to feel connected to other people. They want to feel like they're that they found their group, you know, that they belong somewhere. So these people, they had like a warehouse that where the people would live. People were just sleeping in beds, mattresses. Don't worry about it.
Same thing. Yeah, it doesn't really matter.
And there would be, you know, 15, 20, 40 people sleeping. And when Chris was describing it, he said that it was great and they loved it. And he said when the lights would go down, you could hear buzzy sex. Ew. Mm-hmm. How can anyone get a good night's sleep when you're grown up sleeping on mattresses on a warehouse floor and everybody around you is just having buzzy sex?
I mean, it's not what I'm looking for.
Mm-mm.
It's that weird part of doing this show where it's a comedy show. You want to make jokes, but also you don't want to judge people.
Right.
But also you end up judging.
But also you do judge people. Well, you know what? You're allowed to have feelings and your opinions. You don't have to judge someone and say, oh, I think you're a bad person because you do that.
No, I don't think anyone's a bad person except her. But but then I don't want to be the person that's like, I don't get it. And just because I don't get it doesn't mean that people
shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah. It's just more of like, I truly don't get it.
Yeah.
And that's fine. There's plenty of things I do in my life that nobody gets. Even myself. But I was watching this wondering why the community has to come in this form.
If you will. Hey, good night, everybody.
Oh, good night. Are you going to bed?
No, I was making a sex joke.
Oh.
Because you said the community has to come.
No, I got
good night.
Everyone heard you. You can go to bed now.
I didn't get the reaction I was hoping for, so I just wanted to make sure you heard the joke.
You know, speaking of judging people, I would say it wasn't good.
Don't go on the road.
Yeah, I'd say, But why does the community have to come in this form? Even if you want community and you want to connect with people, why is it coming in this form?
Well, because people wanted to physically connect with other people. So there are people out there who maybe in their day-to-day life, they just are not around other people, and especially in an intimate way. And so that was part of this story was...
Sounds like you just got sucked into a cult.
When I did my session, I really felt loved by everybody. But they all talked about feeling this intimate connection with people and what could be more intimate than exposing your genitals. By the way, not a sexy word.
Nor is exposing. It also sounds like you're a weirdo in a trench coat walking around exposing your genitals. I feel like you could have a close connection with people at summer camp.
Right, but...
No one's exposing genitals.
Well, they shouldn't be.
Thank you so much for sharing that story about your life. Here are my genitals.
Well, imagine these people at One Taste. Imagine just going into a room full of strangers and it's like, all right, you guys hit it. Uh-huh. And then it's just this group. It was a lot. And then Nicole wrote a book entitled Slow Sex, The Art and Craft of the Female Orgasm. And One Taste was like catnip for journalists. Because now journalists, they got a whiff of it. And they
sniffer
was up, and they were excited to find out more about Nicole and what people were doing. And it was like, ooh, sort of naughty, and I'm gonna go investigate with this woman. And even Gwyneth Paltrow, her Goop podcast, she had her on her Goop podcast.
Yeah, I brought this. Oh, to Stephanie, I mentioned this, and she said, "Oh yeah, read about her, heard her on Goop."
Oh,
and I was like, "Oh, I've never even heard of this person," but I feel like there's certain celebrities when there's like
something sensational.
Yeah, where it's like, and this person followed them, and this person was seen with them.
That did like take things up a notch, I guess, with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wait, what do you mean it took it up a notch with her?
Because people saw that Gwyneth Paltrow liked
Nicole,
and then it was like, whoa.
Well, that's the thing, is it feels like when I was watching, and I do know Gwyneth, and so I call her Gwenny Poo, but I feel
Dragonosis alert. I could not be helped.
I feel like Gwyneth, but maybe she didn't care. I was just thinking when I was watching her be associated to this person, thinking, do you now feel more hesitant to get behind
somebody doing something sort of risque or off the...
Yeah, or I guess you can't... If you're running a place like Goop and everything's a little...
It's a little...
left of center.
Yeah, and you're kind of discovering
things
that are off track. And mm-hmm. I mean, you're bound to hit a Nicole...
A cuckoo bird.
They don't know how to say it. So
we have to take a break.
Can I tell you one thing?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, I was going to say that One Taste started selling $60,000 annual memberships and started expanding internationally. And the company had over $12 million in annual revenue.
Is that a lot of money?
And we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Now, real quick, do you think Gwenny Poo?
Oh, signed up.
Do you think she was did in front that. Of the class?
You think she went and she was like, here it is. Somebody stroke
here are
it.
My genitals. Wait, there's no way anyone walked into that room and said, here it is.
Here it is.
Stroke it.
Well, that's much. If you, when you watch this documentary, that's exactly what it seems like.
Well, I think there's more nuance than
not really.
You think Gwenny Poo walked in and did that? I think not. All right.
Okay.
We will be right back on Tig and Cheryl True Story to discuss this documentary.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And we are back.
Okay, we're back. Okay, here we go. I'm going to really give you some information.
Okay.
In late 2017, reporter Ellen Hewitt followed a story about a One Taste customer who had a bad experience.
Uh-huh.
Female One Taste members remember feeling manipulated by Nicole to express desire for public demonstrations or demos. Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole would label other statements as true only if they aligned with her interests.
It is crazy how she can make the word demo sound disgusting. It's like the most disgusting word.
It is. So One Taste employees were encouraged to use words like, okay, just going to say it, if you have small children around.
Horny.
Fa-fa. Like words like fa-fa and fa-fa. Cock and pussy. And Nicole
Cheryl.
Started...
That was never said in the movie.
No one ever said
ever at any point. And you just said that to upset people with children listening to this episode.
There's like, we have one listener that listens with her son. It's like, I don't know. Nicole started teaching a concept called orgasmic rebalancing that resembled Reiki. That was also very awkward to watch.
I'm sure, very awkward to experience. I wonder how many people signed up for this and then got in there and they were like, I can't believe I just paid 30 grand and oh my God, get off of me and stop demoing me in front of everyone.
Men could be dubbed as a master stroker. Gross. Okay. There was now a secret, quote unquote, male stroking practice. And Nicole started a group for men called Priests of Ohm.
Oh, okay.
This is when it got very interesting because they were going for the tax exemption. Mm. That's why they wanted to call them priests, because they wanted to make it seem like a religion.
It was all on the up and up, let's be honest.
And I love that they put together a show, like a real sexy initiation involving a snake. And I know our listeners are like, that's not fair to the snakes. And it wasn't fair to the snakes.
No.
You imagine you're a snake and one day you wake up and you're like, what the fuck am I doing on this lady?
Oh my gosh, I'm totally demoing.
I'm demoing in Silicon Valley. Okay. And that costs $15,000 to attend. I also wondered, how long is the show? Or they didn't call it a show. A ritual?
A ceremony.
A ceremony. Okay, this is okay. Are we ready to spill some beans?
Yeah.
It's like a lot of these documentaries. They start out with, you know, things seem fine.
This never seems fine. What are you talking about? How long were you watching? Did you finally go, uh-oh. Okay.
It started pretty early, but I was like, whoa, is he? Okay. Yeah. All right. This is, So what's really sad and dark and sad is that Nicole, at some point, and it seemed like the documentary made it seem like it was, you know, a few years into it, that she started revealing that she had sexual trauma. She started, I guess, trying to empower women by saying, if you've been assaulted, raped, molested, to quit being the victim.
And kind of to go with it.
Well, right, because then they started having these men's groups, and they encouraged the men to tap into their inner beast. So whatever kind of sexual compulsions they had, to lean into it. And so now they didn't have enough women signing up for these courses. So they would recruit women that worked at One Taste. So one of the women that worked there, Ari's, whose sister Autumn tells her story. And she said she was assaulted when she was working at the company, that when she would talk about men being abusive, she was told that her traumatic response was just an orgasm and that she should not be concerned with it. So Ellen Hewitt, the journalist, she published an expose on Bloomberg, and the CEO, Joanna Van Vleck, stepped down from her role but stayed at the company, and then the FBI started investigating. And despite the company being women-led, it still had issues with abuse of power. So it's interesting because this woman, Nicole, is like still having women, you know, doing horrible sexual acts that they did not want to do.
Here's the thing is, I know it's people mean well and it's a wave of, you know, like, oh, it's all women and we're, you know, it's all this, it's all of us, it's our group. It, you know, we're finally rising up. And I have seen women be so brutal. And I think that you can't just assume that because everyone is one kind, one gender, one this, one that, that it's going to run smoothly.
Right.
It's just not realistic. And I am at the point in my life where I feel like, sorry, you cannot lure me anywhere unless people are nice and talented.
Yeah. prove their themselves.
Yeah, yeah. It can't, you just
can't be just because it's all women and she's talking about orgasms that it's got to be fine.
No. And you can't be lured in or fooled by that. Sometimes it works. And maybe it's just because all of the right people happen to be all women and all with good intentions and all talented and whatever. But it's not always the case.
Yeah.
I think people get blinded when they hear that, like, oh, it's all gay people. It's all women. It's all this age group. It's all blah. It's like, no, put that aside and really look at who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, you're right. This goes back to what we were saying at the beginning. So now it's like, what was her purpose of starting this? You know, was it just to make money? And it's pretty amazing because she didn't even have, there wasn't a product. There wasn't, it was just her saying orgasm and cock and pussy.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
hey. Warn the families that are gathered around the fire.
That are gathered around the speaker.
But also to go back to that idea of, did she know, was it, you know, chicken or egg type situation? You can't be going in with earnest intentions if you're telling people who are raped or assaulted to just go with it and to not be the victim.
Yeah.
That's not.
Right.
No.
No. That, and so that goes back to, you know, what, like we were talking about sex therapists. Yeah, sex therapists are, they're mindful of the whole person.
Mm-hmm.
They're, I'm sure, talking about and thinking about the psychological aspect of it and why there is an issue to begin with and, you know, looking at the whole person. So this woman, Nicole, was just, you know, people were listening to her like she was an expert in psychology or spirituality or philosophy.
Whatever.
Yeah. And she was just like, it's so crazy when you watch this because don't you feel like, oh my God, like my bullshit detector is like it went off the whole time. Like I can't.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine like walking in and then, yeah, but also why?
Well, and obviously we have the opportunity to look, the luxury, the opportunity to just watch a fully edited.
After the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're like, whoa, I'd have never fallen for that.
Right.
But it's like, you know, maybe if you were having trouble connecting with the opposite sex and you felt like, ugh, I'm not in touch with my sexual side, what can I do? And it's like, whoa, this place is fantastic. All right, I'll give it a try.
For $15,000.
That is the question, is who are the people that have that kind of money?
And how do you price this?
It's priceless. How are you like,
it is definitely not a $12,000 experience.
Mm-mm.
And I wouldn't say it's as much as $20,000.
I know. What about a $60,000 annual membership? Annual. That's not even a one-time fee.
No, I
what
know.
What do you get for that? Orgasms. Demos?
Strokes.
Demos.
Strokes.
You get a lot of strokes. Then it took an awkward turn. Not that there's anything wrong with S&M, if that's what you're into. It's just very hard for me to watch it. It's hard for me to watch it. I don't like it. It's very uncomfortable.
You don't like doing it or you don't like watching it?
I mean, this is more information than anybody needs to know, but I don't need to, I don't want to be tied up and flogged.
Okay, noted.
Do you? I mean, I'm burying my soul here.
That was you burying your soul?
Well,
that's all you had in there?
Do you like it?
No, it's not my thing.
Okay.
Would you be surprised to find out that that is my thing?
It wouldn't shock me. I'd be like,
it
oh, okay.
wouldn't shock me.
I'd be like, okay, I get it. You don't have to tell me details.
What if I really wanted to tell you details? If you were like, Tig, I gotta go. I can't listen to dinner. I got it. And I'm like, but I want to tell you.
I want you to look at this little whip. That's the thing. The little whips and the crawling around on the floor. It's too much for me.
Well, I don't know that you have to always be crawling around on the floor.
No, but we were watching that.
Yeah.
And even that was too much. It was too much. But okay, so what's great about the story of the woman.
Also, we have to go back and have people understand we're not shaming you if you want to crawl around on the floor.
No,
with a whip.
I'm impressed actually with people that are like, no, this is who I am and this is what I like. And it's like, whoa.
And I'll be on the floor.
And I will be on the floor and here's my leash. Like, that's cool. I mean, there's a part of me that it would be exciting to have that little spark where it's like, I don't know how I'm going to feel today. I might want to crawl around on the floor. I might want
to. I wish people could see you doing your shoulder shakes. I'm like, well, I don't know how I'm going to feel.
I wish I was that person that just like, well, if it strikes me. But I think I wouldn't be able to take myself seriously.
Cheryl, get off the floor.
No, it's my night. It's my night.
I'm not taking you for a walk. Put your leash away.
Oh, I have. Here's another thing that I have a question about.
No, okay.
Chris was talking about BDSM. Uh-huh. What does that mean? I know S and M, but what does BD mean?
BD. I've heard of it, but I don't know.
There's no way to know.
BDSM. I bet Thomas knows, and he's just keeping quiet.
Thomas, do you know?
You do know? I know he knew.
Tell us. What does it mean?
Bondage, domination, sadism, and masochism.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think we know what Thomas is into. Get off the floor, Thomas.
Okay, yeah, bondage. What was the other thing? Domination. I would make a terrible hooker. What do you want today? Do you want the bondage or you want the domination? We can do whatever you want. Want to keep it loose?
Wait, is hooker appropriate these days?
As opposed to what? Call?
Sex worker.
Oh. Do you think the sex workers are offended by the word hooker?
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying I think the majority of our listeners are sex workers.
And then the minority are hookers. And they do not get along. But I am curious. We're curious if anybody wants to let us know.
And they will.
If you are a sex worker. Although when you watch movies, it like, no, this is not a current reference, but Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
And there, whenever there's a sex worker in a movie and then somebody calls them a hooker, they get very upset.
Why?
You're insulted. Like, how dare you?
They want to be called a sex worker?
I don't know. God, if we would have thought this through, we could have had a sex worker on the show.
We could have had Julia Roberts on here.
No, more Julia Roberts stories. Oh, but I was going to say Aria's is now getting her PhD. And she really wanted to distance herself from this and move on, which...
Good thinking. Yeah,
it was so nice to hear that. Yeah. But Nicole, this is the part when you're yelling at the TV, sold her stake in the company for millions and moved abroad. Didn't that make you mad? It's just like, what's his name?
So many his names.
Is it WeWork? Is that the guy that ended up selling? Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's
so many.
One taste still remains. Yes. Still remains a farm in Mendocino. Am I saying that right?
Mendocino?
In Silicon Valley. In Mendocino County called The Land. And it's rumored that Nicole is living there despite an active FBI investigation. That's ballsy.
Nicole.
Nicole.
You loser. Turn yourself in.
Oh, that would be. Nicole is reportedly looking for a ghostwriter to help her write a book about cancel culture. I know. Cancel culture. This woman.
Boring. Boring. She's... Like, that's what you think is going on, Nicole, is you're just being canceled?
Yeah.
Yes. I think in future episodes, we should have a segment where we speak directly to the person from the documentary. And we tell them how we feel.
Okay, let's start. Let's start right now. Go ahead.
I just told Nicole she's a loser. She's got a spit take in her mouth. Come on.
Yeah, I swallowed it. That was a close call.
Now it's your turn.
Nicole?
And I don't even think she deserves a hey, Nicole, hey.
No, she doesn't.
No, she does not.
Yeah, I agree, Nicole. DM me because I want to know, did you start out doing this for the money and the power?
That's it?
I guess I let her have it.
Nicole, send me a DM and let me know your feelings. Love, Cheryl.
I really gave it to her good. Oh, my God.
Loser.
One Taste has rebranded as the Institute of Ohm. But what does that look like, I wonder? No way to know.
Yeah, no way
but
to know.
But I also don't want to Google it because I don't want it on my computer. That if something happens and it's like, oh, what was the last thing Cheryl looked at? Oh, the Institute of Ohm.
Oh, and Orgasm Inc. fan. Oh, and the last check she wrote was for $15,000.
And a snake.
$60,000, actually.
The FBI investigation is ongoing, but no charges have been brought. So that's going to be interesting when that breaks.
Yeah.
We're going to be on top of it. We're going to be whoa, CNN, we're way ahead of you.
CNN.
CNN.
Oh, there you go, USA Today.
We know what really went on.
Is that still a newspaper, USA Today?
Is it still around, USA Today?
Is it? I feel like it's a kind of newspaper if you're on a plane or at a hotel. They put that.
It's like sort of seems like pleasant news.
It's just not hard hitting.
Yeah, it's not going to ruin your day. Are you ready for final thoughts?
Yes.
It's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts, where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry?
No.
No.
You didn't either?
No. I did feel sorry for the snakes. I mean, I did feel sorry for them. I didn't cry.
Yeah.
I was like, what is their life?
Mm-hmm.
Who were you attracted to?
Well, it feels inappropriate since
it's all creepy and
it's gross. All creepy, but this is what we do on the show. So
it is what we do on the show.
Everyone has to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I forget her name, who's off getting an education. And
Well, I call her Arius. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it.
But she was really attractive.
A-Y-R-I-E-S. Yeah. Very. I'll say same. Okay. Whoa. We got through it.
Mm-hmm.
We really laid it out for people. Do you think
when you gave Nicole a piece of your mind.
Do you think anybody listening to this is like, oh, I know. I got it. I know what it's about.
No.
Okay.
I don't think anyone has ever gotten anything.
Ever, like, at the end of it was like, wow, I can't wait to talk about this at a cocktail party.
Yeah, no.
Okay, that's all for this week's episode. Next week, we'll be talking about Pepsi, Where's My Jet on Netflix. Tig, before we go, would you like to hear some true fan mail?
I always say yes, but what if I just said no?
No.
Yes, let's hear some.
Okay, this is from Haley.
Hey, Haley.
On my drive to work this morning, I was listening to your episode on Killer Sally, and Tig mentioned the poor spouses of Snurkbulls having to endure us constantly talking about the show. I just had to write to say it's quite the opposite at my house. My husband isn't a listener snorkel, but he was in tears laughing as I described Cheryl showing up for her big modeling gig and finding out she was the before picture in a bad perm repair ad. I myself have very naturally curly hair, and we were absolutely dying as I kept lifting my sag curls and looking at them in frustration while I was doing my best impression of world famous model Cheryl Hines. Anyway, just wanted to say love you guys and the pod, and please know that some spouses are big secondhand fans. That's okay. Very sweet. P.S.
It is.
Sydney Crawford, who? Cheryl, you will always be our America's Next Top Model. That's so sweet.
Okay, I feel like that you made up that last part.
It does seem like it.
Oh, it has a P.S. here. Well, look at you, Miss Thang. So gorgeous. And
also, Cheryl, you're the most beautiful model in the world.
Oh, wait. Here's this fine print. Cheryl, I am an agent, and I would love to sign you.
One time I did do a runway show.
Yeah, right.
It was a fundraiser, and so they had celebrities walk the runway, and and Cindy Crawford was there.
Yeah, right.
And she's like 6'1". I don't know how tall she is, but just like she's very, as you can imagine, beautiful. And I was like, "Hey, Cindy, any advice?" She's like, "Just have fun." I was like, "Okay." Thank you.
Wow.
I mean, in all fairness, she was probably asked that 100 times that night and was sick of it. But she was like, she really did not want to give me any modeling tips. I mean.
Wow. I'm sorry you went through that.
It was very difficult. But since then, I have encountered Cindy, and she's quite a lovely person.
And did you tell her about
the night that she shunned me on the catwalk?
Yeah.
I bet she doesn't remember that night. And I shan't bring it up because I feel like we're on a very good track right now, and I don't want
right.
to be like, remember the time.
I was on a, I guess it's a step and repeat. How is that different than a red carpet with Christy Turlington?
It just had, I just stepped on your big reveal.
Christy Turlington. She's one of the original supermodels.
The braggadocious alert, we know.
Christy Turlington.
And what happened?
She and I mean, she was showing me, not that I've ever used any of it, but she was showing me
how to work it. Dang it.
And I have pictures. Maybe we can post it. Me and Christy.
Oh, yes.
Working it, girl.
See, that's what you would want from a supermodel. Okay. This is from Gemma.
Hey, Gemma.
Hey, Gemma. Hey. Hey, Tig and Cheryl. Every time you bluebell, or I think you do, I always think of my nephew. Our family learned from our cousins that if they repeat a story, someone can say yellow bird. In other words, as you can assume, heard it and let's move on. My nephew was young and my mom, his grandma, was repeating a story. My nephew, knowing the yellow bird trick, decided to use it on his Grammy. However, he proceeded by saying blackbird, and his Grammy asked what that meant. His response, "You've told the story before and it was boring the first time." He came up with that one all on his own. Oh, so if it's a blackbird, it's not even a good story.
Oh, it's a boring one. I see.
Oh, this kicks it up a notch.
Yeah.
So a blackbird is like, not only have we heard it was bad the first time.
That's it.
Okay. Dig, that's going to do it for us today. I'm just, you know what I'm glad about? Nobody died.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty sad when that's the bar.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, God, at least someone didn't die in this one.
Yeah. Do you have anything you'd like to promote to the
people? You can always watch Curb. And then I'm going to Curb Your Enthusiasm, if you don't know, on HBO and HBO Max. And I'm doing Celebrity IOU with the Property Brothers.
Oh, right.
On December 18th.
Do you think you could get me on Curb? I feel like our snarkbulls would really like to see
that. They would love that.
Yeah. And I did audition once, remember? And you were in the room and you didn't know me. I didn't know you. And
what do you think happened? Do you feel like you had a good audition, or was it just like, frr, 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 frr?
It was frr, 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 frr. It was, what's her name? Another model. Who is the woman? Jenny Shimizu. She got the role. She's in a grocery store with Larry, and it's something, of course, something very lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just feeling like our listeners would really love to see me on Curb. And I feel like...
I'm shooting on Friday, so I'll talk to him.
And talk to Larry Charles.
I love Larry Charles. Okay. All right. And do you have anything that you want to talk about?
Well, yeah. I mean, always check my website for tour dates. Even though I finish tours, they still never end. And my other podcast, Don't Ask Tig, that Mr. Thomas produces, that's also going on right now. And look, the holidays are coming up. Buy my book, I'm Just a Person.
That's nice.
Yeah, buy my albums. Buy t-shirts.
Yes.
Get all that stuff, man.
Come on,
and
man.
I'm currently filming The Morning Show.
When does that come out?
I don't know.
Oh, no. Are you loving John Hamm?
Well, I know John Hamm.
He's so great. I know, but he's still cute and great. Even when
you know
him.
You know who I'm loving?
Who?
Is Billy Crudup.
Oh, my God.
Girlfriend.
Girl, hands off.
Oh. Okay.
He is like, whoa.
Hello.
And you know I love a guy in a mustache, right? That's why I drag Thomas everywhere I go. Well, he used to in Almost Famous. Okay?
I fell in love with him in Almost Famous. I couldn't sleep that night. I was like, oh, my God, that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy. He's got something. He's going to be a star one day.
He's got something, all right. But you know what he's got that I love is he's
Moxie?
Got a sense of humor. He loves to laugh.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, the guy cackles.
God, so, you sound like you're 100.
I am halfway. I'm more than halfway there.
He cackles.
I enjoy laughing with him.
It sounds like a fun set. All those people
it
sound
is.
Fun.
Yeah. You got Jen Aniston. Mm-hmm. You got Reese Witherspoon. You got John Hamm.
Braggadocious alert.
You got Billy Crudup.
Braggadocious. Really braggadocious alert.
Greta Lee. You got a lot of people.
Yes, we get it.
I don't know when it comes out, but I think Star Trek Discovery also comes out at some point. I don't know when that is.
Great. Yeah.
All right, well, should we do it again?
Yes, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Thomas Ouellette, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Ouellette, with production assistance from Bobby Pearson. Music by David Sesson. Special thanks to Gabby Kovacic, Patrick McDonald, and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at tigandcherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.